Shalom Aleichem to all who are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit podcast. This is Les Aaron Gosling teaching nothing new, but all things original. A messianic voice, crying, in the religious wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord Yehovah. Make the beaten path a smooth and straight highway. Clear the road for our God's soon advent. I have entitled this podcast, Yeshua's Lost Father, God. Edward Endinger, in his book, The Creation of Consciousness, Jung's Myth for Modern Man, 1984, and page 56, writes, now the divine mind wants dialogue, and man emerges to answer that need. The deity is straining for self-knowledge, and the noblest representatives of mankind have the burden of that divine urgency imposed on them. Unquote. Man is a creative reflection of God, the creative love and intelligence that brought forth the universe out of his own reality. The existence of God is the most provable of all facts. Once we immerse in Jewish thought form, and see the underlying reality of interconnected and interrelated oneness in all things. This reality of oneness can be objectively grasped even through higher mathematics. For instance, if you can access these works by Professor Paul Davis, please do so, The Mind of God, Science and the Search for Ultimate Meaning, 1992, Paul Davis and John Gribben, The Matter Myth, Beyond Chaos and Complexity, 1991, and Paul Davis, God and the New Physics, 1983. You know, God is more alive than some of us apprehend. When our Lord Yeshua came to earth and taught, he revealed to the Jews at the time the one he called my Father. When Yeshua spoke of this being as his Father in John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29, being that is love in itself, we as brothers and sisters of the Lord Yeshua realize that we have the very same identical experience of the same Father's always presence. God is with us indeed. Let nobody attempt to take such encouraging knowledge away from you if you are a believer. Indeed, Yeshua said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I can do nothing of my own, but speak exactly what the Father has taught me. He who sent me is with me always. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him. Indeed, he went further than the Jews of his day, who well understood the idea of God's fatherhood, by affectionately referring to God the Father as Abba, which I have translated into current English as our affectionate daddy. That's about as close, in my opinion, as anyone can get to the Aramaic meaning of the word. Now note this fact. Until Yeshua revealed the Father to his Jewish contemporaries, God the Father was totally unknown, except for a few brief oblique references scattered throughout the Hebrew scriptures. I want my students to reflect back to John 14 and verse 9, where our Lord Yeshua says, with an innate, startling challenge, I might add, that he came to the Jewish people to reveal the Father. In this respect, John and Matthew are in perfect accord. Matthew Levy noted what Yeshua had to share on this subject with these remarks. In Matthew 11, verse 27, all things have been handed over to me from my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Neither knows any man the Father except the Son, and anyone to whomsoever the Son chooses to reveal him. Interesting. In John 14, verse 9, Yeshua said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. And again in John 5, 37, the Father who has sent me himself has borne witness concerning me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor have seen his shape. Now, I'll have much more to say about verse 37 in another podcast, but please grasp this important fact about the one Messiah came to reveal. It is a singularly vital proposition. Despite the fact that Yeshua came to reveal his Father, an indication at least that he was decidedly not known before Yeshua's advent, most Christians suppose that the one known as Yehovah in the sacred writings of the Hebrews was God the Father. But this is only true in a sense. Yehovah was in reality the one who became Yeshua the Messiah. This last statement is attested to throughout the Messianic Scriptures as the inspired writers penned their Gospels and epistles proclaiming this remarkable and wonderful truth. In fact, it establishes the positive and authentic truism of the oneness and unity proclaimed by the Shema. Certainly, Paul can be read and must be read in this particular light, John 2. The Greek Septuagint of Genesis 1 verse 1 starts off with the words, en arche. Is it not of the same significance that the Gospel of John also begins with just these words, in the beginning, en arche? In the beginning was the word in Greek is logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, that's through the Logos. And apart from him, that's the Logos, was not anything made that was made. And the word Logos was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his Shekinah, yes, his glory, the Shekinah, as of the uniquely begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. John here describes the Logos, the uttered thought form of God, the personified divine wisdom and reason of God, the original creative idea of God, which became flesh in the person of a crying little baby in Beit Lachem. The Greek concept of Logos is equivalent to the Hebrew idea of Memra, the original creative thought forms and intentions of God. Those divine thought forms and intentions cannot in any way be divorced from God himself, just as our own thought forms cannot be jettisoned from that which is seen to be us in reality. The Memra is the embodiment of the divine will and intention. It is the uncreated word. However we may wish to interpret the Greek Logos and the Hebrew Memra, God created the universe through the agency of this Logos, or Memra, which was in God's creative and fertile consciousness, prior, now my language is necessarily caught in the web of dualism, prior, in some way, to the triggering of the singularity. And remember that there is only one God, Elohim, the Ein Sof, God the Father, and Yeshua came to reveal him to the world. Trouble is, the world and the church have forgotten him completely, because there is only one God. John the Apostle writes in the first epistle about the love of the Father toward his creations. The entire theme of his first two chapters of that letter is about God the Father. But then John continues on into chapter 3 and he talks about God the Father in a most unexpected way. Notice it now, if you turn with me to John, first epistle of John, chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Yes, sons of God the Father. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. So here is confirmation that Yeshua came to reveal the Father. The Father was unknown prior to this revelation of Yeshua. To continue, behold, now are we the sons of God. Yes, the sons of God the Father. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, who? God the Father. When God the Father shall appear at the second advent, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, who? God the Father. For we shall see him, who? God the Father, as he, God the Father, is. Do we finally now grasp what Paul intended when he wrote God the Father was in Messiah reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation in 2 Corinthians 5:19. Now, of course, some of our listeners will be in a tailspin with our lectures and podcasts, but I can assure you all that I will certainly have much more to discuss on this subject of Christendom's lost father. So stay tuned in order to unlock the secrets of the Bible, solve the mysteries of the biblical revelation, explore the astonishing realms of infinite intelligence, enjoy the advancement you will attain as a spiritual being having a human experience in this material world. We invite you to traverse the contents of this ancient book we call the Holy Bible to gain a unique insight into the Jewish scriptures. So if you are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit 101 podcasts for any of these reasons, then welcome indeed. It is high time to restore all things, and we thank you for allowing us to serve you in this manner. This is Lazaren Gosling saying Kol Tuv to all who love the Lord Yeshua.